Chapter 2, Crisis and Rebirth. In 1989, Osama bin Laden returned to Saudi Arabia a hero. He was a wiser man, hardened by experience. His political and social views, however, were more radical. Many of the Arab Afghans and indigenous Afghans he'd helped in Afghanistan viewed him as a leader. The Saudi government considered him a positive role model, proof of its contribution to the immensely popular Afghan jihad. The praise and media attention made bin Laden a sought-after celebrity. He spoke at countless mosques and private gatherings. Some of his fiery speeches were recorded. Well over a quarter of a million official cassettes were sold, and countless illegal and later underground copies were also made and distributed. Bin Laden described Islam's great triumphs against the infidel superpower, arguing that the Afghan jihad demonstrated that nothing and nobody could stop the Muslim nation once it was committed to the righteous practice of Islam. The House of Al-Saud, which defines its right to power and the legitimacy of that power through its role as the custodian of the two holy shrines of Islam, was pleased with the message. Claiming that it was striving to establish a just Islamic way of life, Riyadh capitalized on the Islamist message to enhance its own posture. Riyadh's pleasure with Osama was manifested financially as the bin Laden businesses received numerous government and private contracts. Meanwhile, Osama bin Laden tried to readjust after a decade of jihad. He resumed working for the Jeddah branch of the family's construction firm, moved his own family to a modest apartment, and attempted to personally practice the Islamic way of life he advocated. For a while, he seemed to have settled down.
Then, on August the 2nd, 1990, Iraq invaded Kuwait. Although Saddam Hussein promised in a series of messages to King Fahd and other leading princes that he had no intention of invading Saudi Arabia, there was panic in Riyadh.
The kingdom was defenceless and exposed to an Iraqi onslaught. The flow of Kuwaiti refugees into Saudi Arabia, led by the emir and his household, only exacerbated the hysteria in Riyadh. Osama bin Laden immediately went to Riyadh and offered his help to the government. He met with Prince Sultan, the Saudi Minister of Defence, and presented him with a detailed 10-page plan for the self-defence of the kingdom.